Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 7 and 8. When Jesus noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give this person your seat." Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. What would Jesus do? The dinner guests carefully watched his every move, but they were not the only ones doing the watching. Jesus also observed their actions. What he saw offered him an opportunity to teach a different perspective. The guests were literally falling over themselves to have the best seat at the dinner. Pride was their motivation, as was the desire to be recognized as being just a little better than everyone else. Jesus offered a different perspective, and it is one to which we need to pay attention. Being humble, truly humble, is difficult. As someone who craves attention, being overlooked is hard to accept. Still, Jesus' lesson strikes home. Pride and self-promotion cannot stand up in front of God, who is judge over all. You may try to offer all the good you have done and may claim to be better than other people. You may even demand that God has to accept you for who you are. Unfortunately, God looks at this from a different perspective. He says, "Be perfect." He adds, "All have sinned and fall short of His glory." In humility, we realize we cannot stand before God nor take pride in anything we have done. This is why Jesus' perspective is so important. He teaches us to look past our works and look to Him. He provides us with the perfection we cannot attain. He offers the forgiveness needed. He gives the ability to stand before His Father and judge as completely acceptable. Yes, it is a different perspective. Yet it is one through which we receive life and lasting glory in heaven. Dearest Jesus, You alone are my pride and glory. Give me the faith I need to depend on Your work for my rescue, my ability to stand before Your Father, and my certainty of heaven. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.